Elliot, we know the NBA is coming back, and we're just waiting for the announcement for the NHL to potentially have the framework of returning to play. Is there any sort of update on the horizon for the league?
Not yet, but Georgia, I do think that the NBA putting their stake in the ground and saying, okay, we're going to try to do this at the end of December is going to, has at the very least spurred a lot of discussion of, okay, you know, what are we thinking here? I do believe that the leadership of the league and the Players Association has been in very regular contact. I think they've been, you know, the difference between the NHL and a lot of these other leagues that are going to go through this now is they've done their CBA. Now, are they going to consider tweaking it? I don't know. But they've done the heavy lifting of the main parts of their CBA. You know, the NBA just had to do it. It sounds like Major League Baseball is going to have to do it too. So that's one thing. Now, George, the players that I have spoken to are kind of getting to the point where they're saying, okay, like, let's talk about dates here. Let's hear what your ideas are. Let's hear what your plans are. I think they're getting close to the point where they're ready to say, okay, we want to know where, when, you know, what everyone's thinking here. And we're getting to the point where we're ready to consider playing again. I think one of the interesting questions is going to be, in the current CBA between the league and the players have the Christmas break off. It's part of the deal. And if we do want to come back and play January 1st, I don't know, like, and I've had mixed, whenever I ask this, I get kind of mixed answers, is, are those days off going to be an issue? Because if you want to play January 1st, you probably have to have your training camp mid-December. And are you going to want to be in a position where you say, okay, we have our training camp, then everybody gets to break for Christmas and then come back? That has a lot of potential hurdles. Number one, it could lead to exposures. Number two, there's the whole border issue, which may not be cleared up by then. The players I've talked to have said, especially if you're going to have to separate yourself from your family. Like, for example, if you live in the States and you're going to have to, and you're going to play in Canada and you're dealing with the possibility of a Canadian division, you know, you might have to be away from your family for quite some time. And I think they're prepared for that. But, you know, like, you might want your Christmas. So I think the Christmas break is going to be one thing that they're going to have to sort out. But I think the fact that the basketball players have put a stake in the ground and said, okay, we're going to do this, I think it's going to increase a lot of conversation about the NHL players and, okay, what's our date? If the NBA is starting on December 22nd, are we really going to wait till February? I know that there were a lot of people kind of just spitballing that question the last few days.
Elliot, do you, how do you, in talking either any of the players, or maybe you've probably talked to maybe perhaps more agents than players, how do they feel about, philosophically, how do they feel about a Canadian division?
Well, I think they realize, Richard, it's out of their hands, right? You know, like, a lot of the decisions in our lives right now are not being made by us. And, put it this way, I don't think the players are crazy about bubbles. And to be honest, I'm not really sure that a lot of the owners are crazy about bubbles. I think they would love to know, like, if you listen to the NBA's plan, it doesn't sound like they're talking about bubbles. There's all these reports about where the Raptors are going to play next year. I saw a report last night that Buffalo was pitching. I've heard Tennessee and Nashville being mentioned as a possible home. I mean, we don't know how real all these things are. I think, to me, one of the questions is going to be, are these teams going to play in their own buildings with partial attendance? I don't know if anybody knows the answer to that yet. I know one of the things that was talked about was a 2-week in, 1-week out bubble in locations where fans could be there. Places like Texas, places like Florida. I know Arizona was mentioned, but one of the big concerns about Arizona is, are there enough places to practice there? Does Arizona have the infrastructure where they could handle a whole bunch of teams? But, you know, the Canadian division, if it happens, I think, Richard, the guys I've spoken to about it, they're like, this is out of our hands. Like, what else are you going to do with the Canadian teams? I think one of the bigger questions with the Canadian teams is, you know, how soon can you have fans in them? And because the Canadian fan revenue is so important to the league. So I think that they understand that the ones I've spoken to understand that it might just be a reality and it's completely out of their hands.
Elliot, I know we're all concentrating on when they're going to drop the puck to the season, but the NBA has a date they have in mind where the season will end in time for them for the Tokyo Olympics. Does the NHL, you think, have a date where the Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final will be awarded on this date? And how late into the summer, potentially, do they even want to go this year?
I know, George, at one point it came up as like a talking point. Do we want to consider playing through the Olympics? And from what I was told, there wasn't a lot of enthusiasm for that. Now, I think the NHL is being very careful not to commit to anything. And I understand that. Like, the world is a rapidly changing place. Like, I get that. And you're probably not wise to commit to anything before you have to. But my sense, George, is that it's really not a scenario they want. You know, their TV partner is the Olympics rights holder. I mean, you could always, I guess, agree to put it on another network if you really wanted to. But do you think anybody really wants that? I don't. You know, if you'll remember last year, the commissioner said at the end of the season, the State of the Union address, last year, it was 2 months ago, in his State of the Union address, he's not a big fan of summer hockey. So what I think is, in Price is Right parlance, they'll go as close as they can without going over.
Elliot, I saw this news today. I don't know if the news broke yesterday, but I saw it today, and it was interesting to me that Alex Ovechkin said that he hopes to end his professional hockey career playing for Dynamo Moscow in the KHL, where his career started. What isn't clear is that if Alex is sort of thinking, like, you know, maybe I'll play like one ceremonial game, or I'll play like a final season in the, you know, whatever, when I'm 43 or something like that. And the reason I wanted to just bring it up with you is, you know, there's a real, obviously, larger story here, and that's Ovi's attempt to try to become the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL. Do you know if this is sort of a ceremonial thing, or would he seriously think, if he has a little bit of gas left, to play one season in the KHL?
I could see him wanting to play like a year. I could see the possibility of it. I wasn't surprised to hear that. I thought the most interesting thing about it is that he said he only wants to play for two teams in his life, that team and the Capitals. I thought that was really interesting. And I'm sure the Capitals feel the same way. I don't think they're looking to trade him at all, or they want to lose him at all. I think they see him as being a Capital for as long as he wants to play. I think that, you know, at various times, Ovechkin has, to other players, vented his frustration with the whole escrow system and things like that. But I'd be shocked if him and the Capitals couldn't work out a deal. I really would. Now, and I could see him absolutely, Richard, at the end of his NHL career, if he breaks the record. I mean, you take a look at it, you know, Ovechkin's lost games to lockouts and now the pandemic. You know, I'd hate to see in 5 years' time that this is the thing that prevents him from breaking that record. It would be a real shame. But I think he's going to give a real run at it. I think he's been energized by it, and I think he's going to play several more years, and I could definitely see it. The other guy who said that, by the way, is Joe Thornton. Joe Thornton has said before he would like to play a season in Davos before he officially retires, because that's, of course, where his wife's family is from. So it's not the first time I've heard it, and I do think these guys are serious that they'd like to do it if they can.
He's an NHL insider for Hockey Night Canada and the NHL on Sportsnet. Elliot Friedman joining us here on Writer's Block. We know Alex Ovechkin, Elliot, threatened to not play for the Capitals, to go play for Russia in the Olympics in 2018. And we know that was one of the sticking points to the new CBA, that the NHLers want to play in the Olympics in Beijing in 2022. And I get it's still kind of 2 years away, but with how things are going and how the owners are losing money during this pandemic, do you see the league shutting down for 2 weeks for the Winter Olympics in 2 years?
Well, they've got a CBA that says they're going to. So I would tend to think the answer is yes. I just think the bigger question is, like, no, what are the Olympics going to be? And, you know, are there going to be any players, like, you know, and I mean, like I said, like, you know, we had good news about the possibility of a vaccine today, although it's still, I think, going to be quite some time before that's reality. You know, I mean, you know, what's life going to be like in a couple of years? Is anybody going to be unwilling to go? I don't know the answer to these questions. I do think that if there's an Olympics, they'll go. I think they see the market of China as important to go to. And, you know, you're going to need your revenues to grow the game. I think they're committed to trying to make China work in the long term. They obviously, they recognize the importance of it and that part of the world is a market. And I would think they're going to go. I mean, I think the only way they don't go as we sit here today is if there's something that says, you know, we can't have an Olympics there.
Last one for me, Elliot, and that's this. And again, I'm going to ask you to play a little crystal balling here.
Okay.
Do you think, as an American, I just almost can't believe I have to actually preface this, but if we do have a peaceful transfer of power, as we should, do you think the Biden administration coming in will have an impact on the NHL? And the reason I say that is that it seems, at least I think on face, a very fair thing to say, that the Canadian government and the U.S. government would have a better relationship, and thusly, if the NHL maybe asked the Canadian government for some kind of special exemptions when it comes to travel, perhaps that relationship between the two countries helps that understanding. Obviously, travel when it comes to a professional sports league is way, way down the list on important stuff. But I'm wondering if you think just the result of the U.S. election could have any impact on the NHL's business.
Well, I do think that is possible because it's pretty clear that the previous administration just didn't take prevention seriously enough. And it's obvious that this group is going to try to take it a lot more seriously. And I do think, you know, it's a difficult thing to say publicly for a lot of people in a lot of leagues because you're always worried about the blowback, right? And I think that there are people in the NHL who looked at this and said, look, we're not taking this seriously enough, and it's going to affect our business. Now I think everybody believes we're going to start taking it a lot more seriously, and they hope it mitigates how much it affects the business. I mean, nothing's going to be quote-unquote normal, Richard, until we have a vaccine or some kind of treatment. I think one of the other things that we're going to find out in the near future is I think the NHL and the other leagues will be depending a lot on rapid tests. Like if we're not going to be playing in bubbles, like the bubbles like we played the last playoffs in, you're going to need rapid testing. And I do believe that is one of the things the leagues, not just the NHL, but the other leagues are counting on, is the development of a rapid test that you feel is accurate enough that you can and it's because it's not only going to affect the players, but potentially even fans coming into your building. And, you know, that's one thing I have heard is that the development of a rapid test is going to be a key to a lot of this. But I do think, Richard, that there is a feel that the government that's coming in will take the prevention of the virus a lot more seriously than the previous one did. No doubt about it.